presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one, hello all. This is Alicia Medhus, mother of Eric Medhus, and we've got Michelle Gray, awesome healer and channel and much more. So, and we're going to talk about, Eric, you're going to help us figure out how to hear our guides better, or really any spirit better, right? So that's going to be fun. But I understand that, and I love you, Eric, and I love you, Michelle, and I love all of you guys listening. But I understand Michelle has Eric's story to share.
Yes. So Eric says, love you, Mom, and I love you too, Lisa. And Eric's saying that he loves each and every one of you. He's so excited to be here. And he said the funniest thing today, and it's just, it might have been just the way he popped it in my head. I don't know, but I was doing a session this afternoon with somebody, and if she's listening, she'll know. But he was talking to her about her power and about embodying her power. And, Elisa, you and I talk about this all the time about how you are God. Like, you are a fractal of God. You are powerful. And he says, you are God in the bod.
God in the bod.
Yeah. That cracked me up so hard.
Oh my God, in the bod. Oh, my God. I love it. Yes. When I'm doing my scalar work, I constantly talk to the person I'm, you know, doing work on, and I say over and over again how they are whole and part of God, how they are so perfect in every way, and how they are loved, and how they are actual love, the energy of love, and you know, how divine and powerful they are, and how they have complete sovereignty over their energy, and how they must love themselves. I get talk, of course, you know.
No, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah. We are so powerful.
Yeah. But people don't realize that, you know?
No.
And you know, I think it's, it might be good for people to, every morning or every night before the bed or whenever, to just start saying to yourself in the mirror, I love you. You're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're perfect as you are. And just, you know, fake it till you make it, man. You know, I think it's super important. Okay, Eric, take it away.
Yes. So Eric says, now we talk about this every once in a while, and Eric said it's important to bring it up again because it's good to have a refresher. And then for those that are just starting to want to hear their guides or just starting their awakening, so he says it's a really good thing to go back and revisit as well. But we really want to talk about what hearing him, hearing guides, hearing spirit is like. How do you do it? What does it sound like? How do you communicate? All of that fun stuff. And the first thing that Eric brings forward is he says, number one thing, and this goes for everything. He says, number one, he's like, do you believe that you can? Or do you believe that others can and you can't? Because he says, if you believe that you can, if you think that, and he says, and remember, like, listen to that inner talk, because something that he points out all the time, and many people will say, well, Michelle, I don't hear him like you hear him, or I don't hear him like the other mediums hear him. And Eric always goes, stop. No, stop right there.
He's I'm like, guilty of that.
Change that wording. Goes, change that belief. He's like, let's back this up. Let's back it up. Let's go the other way. He says, do you believe? So change your wording to something that you can believe today. So what if you don't feel that you can, and it feels a little bit awkward or not quite right to say, I'm hearing my guides. So he says, okay. So say, I hear better and better each day. I am hearing more and more each day. I am having more awareness of my guides each day. He goes, change the wording around so that you're inviting. And he says, like, Mom, like, just like what you're saying about, I love myself. I'm amazing. I am beautiful. He says, use those words, incorporate that word, that feeling, that embodiment into your each day. He says, because a belief is a repeated thought over and over and over.
Yeah.
So when you bring that thought, when you bring that awareness in and you repeat it over and over, he says it catches on. He says the consciousness of your body, your mind, everything starts to listen. So he says that's really important. What do you believe? And do you believe you can? And then he says,
true.
The second thing is too, he says, how about asking? Because another really common thing is a lot of people are like, well, I'm not hearing anything. And he says, are you asking? Are you saying, hey, are you there? Are you around?
They don't think about this.
That's exactly true.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He says, like, it's simple. He goes, it's really simple. But he says, it's so true that a lot of times we don't think about that. We don't think about asking. So he says, think about, you know, if you're communicating with a friend, and he says, your guides are your friends, and they actually know you better than most physical people know you. He says, your guides are your friends. So you want to ask if they want to hang out. Do you want to ask if they're there? You want to ask them a question. He says, get comfortable with asking. Get comfortable with using that in your day-to-day activities. Ask. And then the other thing
true?
He says is...
Oh, go ahead.
Hmm?
No, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's going to move on a little bit past asking. So were you going to say something about asking?
Well, yes. I was wondering if you could do the same thing with our deceased loved ones.
Yes.
Okay. And
if you're not doing something,
then you can say, make this stronger. Make it stronger. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And he agrees because he says, Mom, that's true. He says a lot of what we're saying today, it can be used with our loved ones too. So he says you can kind of take it any way that you'd like. But he says
after
you ask, he goes, are you listening? He's like, are you listening? A lot of times if you're asking or you're saying, hello, are you there?
Yeah.
He goes, well, then you move on. And he says, and we're standing there going, hey, are you paying attention? And he says, and you're not. So he says, are you listening? He goes, are you feeling it? Do you see it? Do you know it? Can you hear it? So he says, are you paying attention to all your senses? And he says, and for those that might say hear us in one way right now, because maybe you feel your guides and you want to start hearing or you want to start working on something else, on seeing. And he says, so start to practice paying attention to those ways that comes in now. And he says, however, many of us have two dominant clairs. So we might hear. And the other thing, too, that he's just saying is he wants me to do this really quick because he wants to talk about the actual word hearing. And on my own YouTube channel, this is something that I talked about a little bit with somebody that I work with. And Eric says, hearing doesn't necessarily mean that we're hearing the physical voice.
Ah.
He says, because remember, he says, we don't have a voice box. We're not using a voice box. Now, that's not to say that you can't hear that, you know, that you won't be able to hear a physical voice because it can happen. And they manipulate energy from us and from electronics and all kinds of other things to be able to produce the voice.
I found that to be particularly true when they leave EVPs, like Eric's actual voice.
Yes.
It sounded like him.
Yes.
On EVP during a radio show interview. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. That's right. And so that definitely does happen. And, I mean, do we hear? Yes, I do hear Eric's voice occasionally. Predominantly, I don't hear him that way. I hear him more through the body, but I hear him as like my own voice, like blocked.
Yeah, I get that too.
Voice.
Yes, but it seems to me it's like it comes to my ear, to my right ear, like it's coming.
Okay. Perfect that you said that because that brings Eric to the next point because he says, all right, everybody, he goes, we're going to do a little practice right now. He goes, so everybody listening, close your eyes for a second. He's like, now, inside, in your head, don't say it out loud, but in your head, say Eric's name. So say Eric. And he goes, and you can do it a couple times, but pay attention to where it's coming in. Where are you hearing that word when you're saying it in your head? So on the count of three, everybody take a second and say Eric in your head and try to feel where you're getting it in your head. Okay? One, two, three.
Yep, my right ear.
Okay.
But it'd be different for other people, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and so what happens is you're starting to see where is my clairaudience. So where am I getting that? So Eric says if you practice with words and you say them silently, and he says, and practicing with Eric is something that he will sit with you and do this, and you can engage by asking questions, but first work with producing it yourself. Produce the word yourself.
Right.
And then listen to where the resonance is inside your head, because that's going to be where the meridian or where the spot is that it's entering. And you can start to develop more from there, but if you're not familiar with that, that's a really good starting point. And you, what you'll notice is when you are communicating with spirit or you're asking questions, you'll start to notice that you're knowing your thoughts. Sometimes the words will pop in that area. So it's a really good way to practice. What else, Eric?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I have this dear friend who lost a child, Jacob. And, you know, it's like when you're grief-stricken, it's so hard to, it's so hard to raise your energetic vibration enough to meet their highest vibration. So what's a good way for people like her who are freshly grief-stricken to be able to hear their babies?
So that's a really good one, because Eric says, Mom, he goes, there are things that they can do. And he says things like listening to music. He says whether it's something that's gentle. Sometimes it can be listening to ocean sounds or flute music or whatever gives you that calming effect. He says also talking. He says conversing with somebody in a conversation where he says raises your vibration. So talking to somebody that you enjoy talking to, it makes you feel better. Having a light conversation.
I'm sorry, not that it's his loved one necessarily, right? But just someone you enjoy talking to. Okay.
Yeah, talking to somebody that he says like a physical conversation. And he says, and part of that, why that works, is because if you're talking to somebody that generally you enjoy being around, that makes you feel good. And he goes, we all have people that we know we enjoy being around because we leave them feeling better. We feel better when we walk away. And he says, so you want to connect with that friend or that family member, or whomever that is in your life, that you can have a conversation with, that you can kind of, he says, shoot the shit with, or, you know, just check in with each other. He goes, you're doing a couple things. One, you're unloading things off of you. Second of all, he goes, when you're with somebody else that makes you feel good, they help you raise your vibration. So they'll help lift you up. So sometimes he says when you're in a lower vibration and you're going through something and you've lost somebody very close to you and you've been in that heavy vibration, he says it really helps to be around somebody that can help raise you up. And he says, and that's what leaning on other people can do for you. So when you have that elevated vibration after being with that person, that's a really good time to connect after that. The other thing is he says writing. He says write to your loved one. Write a letter to them. He says tell them how you feel. Tell them about what's going on in your life. Tell them about how you miss them. He goes, talk to them as if they're right there because they are. So he says you can get it all out on paper. He goes, when you do things to discharge the energy, so anything like that is expression. So talking, writing, singing, doing anything physical, any type of physical activity, walking, painting.
Yeah, moving.
Anything like that.
Get your energy flowing. I bet that's very
important. That's right. That's right.
Okay, so
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he also said any kind of play. any kind of play, anything that he goes, even if it means throwing a ball around, any kind of play.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So how can one capture an EVP with their loved ones and or their guides? I mean, you know, I've tried doing a voice activated whatever, a little recorder, and it works great. But is there anything else, any other suggestions as to how to communicate with them? I know somebody said to put a thin coat of baby powder or flour and overnight and see if there's any messages that are drawn in it. But, you know, I didn't do that. Because at that time I had cats. And all I would get is footprints.
Yeah, because if you don't have pets, that's a really great thing you can do, too. The other thing is he says you can play games like asking for signs. Somebody he's pointing out to me in particular is Sarah Kajawa with Adam. And she always plays games with having license plates and different colored vehicles and synchronicities. And so Eric is just saying, you know, make a game. Something that another person I know that that I work with, she had gone to, I'm trying to think, I think it was a mentorship group or something that she was in, and for connecting with their guides, and I thought this was the best thing, and I've shared this with others too, is to play a game where every 24 hours you renew a question with your guides. So you ask your guides a question, and Eric's just reminding to say, and remember, don't make it too complicated, but you can say, this is my question. I wonder about, for example, how to raise my vibration, and give them 24 hours to show it to you. Put a time limit on it. But
is it
leave
important?
It very open. Yeah. What's that?
Is it important to say with great love, respect, and gratitude, I mean, to do that, or will they just do it anyway even if you're rude?
Well, Eric says, here's the thing. It's about the intention behind what you're asking. So if your demeanor is demanding, if your demeanor is in that demanding state and that's how you're expressing it, it's not going
to
work. He goes, gratitude is an awesome energy.
Yeah.
It's a loving, awesome energy. So, yeah, he goes, of course that'll help. Saying any of that stuff will help. Absolutely.
Okay. So Papa came home today, and he was very excited, Eric. He told me that he was ordering some motor for some shade, lowering and raising the shade. And Papa said, well, you know, said, what's your name, Medhus, blah, blah, blah. And he said, wait, Medhus, is your wife a doctor? Yeah. Oh, my God, I've been following her for years. She's changed. They have Eric and her have changed my life. It was really good for my husband to hear that, since he knows now that maybe I'm not just a total klutz and with so many of my flaws that he knows that. But so that was kind
of
cool. I don't hear that very often, but it's nice to know that this, you know, people don't often reach out and say, "Wow, you really helped me, Eric and Elisa and stuff." So that was really a nice change. Anything else you want to say?
Neat way. Eric's just saying, he's just flipping back to what you said about the EVPs.
Yeah.
And he just wants to add that, you know, a lot of our cell phones now are sensitive enough that we can record and we can basically, he says, ask questions. And he wants to just comment one thing, though. He says, think of this as any form of divination. So using electronics, like there's certain recorders that are going to be more sensitive than others that may pick up voices easier. But he says the very best tool is us. And so as our vibration, the more we believe and work on it, no matter what we use, he goes, and this is how two people could be using the same object and one could be getting a lot of responses and the other could get none at all. And I've had this exact thing where I've stood beside somebody who is using their cell phone and recording orbs, and they're getting nothing, and I've got pink and blue and green, and they're flashing in the same room. The exact same room. They leaned over to me and said, oh, you're using a filter. You have to, like, so that's no filter.
Wow.
You know, and the other thing, too, is one of the ways that I first started communicating with Eric, and this has become a staple in my day, is I downloaded ages ago one of those Ghost Radar apps.
Well, I was just going to ask, it does work.
Yes, yes, because it's electronic and lights and everything very easily. And
yeah.
When I first started using it, I wasn't quite sure if I believed in it or not. So I would play games like ask things in my head that I knew it couldn't hear to see if I could get the answers. And it started working. Well, Eric started showing up in it very early on, and he would give me, like, he would tell me his age. He would say, like, he said something like, sailor talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he said certain things to me, and I was like, oh, my God. Well, to this day, I'll turn this on when I do my healing sessions, and I'll have it running. And I got my eyes closed in meditation and getting information, and it'll go off like crazy and give me all kinds of words and validation, because it's about that connection. The truth is it's the personal connection to it. And again, Eric says, because it backs up to belief, because I know that they can use it, and I know they will use it, and they know that I pay attention to it. And there's a strength of vibration there, because they know that I'm looking at it, I'm acknowledging it. Because Eric says the other thing is, too, think about it's a friendship, and if your friend is sending you flowers, calling you on the phone, communicating with you, and you're ignoring them and saying, no, that's not them. No, I don't believe it. He says, well, then they're not going to keep doing it that way.
Of course
so
not.
It's belief is our sometimes our hardest thing to get over, but definitely the strongest.
I will say that for the work of Atlanta Scalar, it's highly successful. But I'm learning now that the only time it doesn't work is, number one, when somebody has an irrevocable contract, but that's not very common, okay? And even if you do have an irrevocable contract, you can find out what it is. You can do whatever it takes to honor it, like inner child work, whatever.
Yeah.
But then the main thing is disbelief or skepticism or anger or resentment.
Yes.
It will not work if your thought creating reality is so strong. And that, and I had that happen with one person. It's like she's such an angry person. It's like, you better prove this is right, or that kind of thing. And so I said, no, I'm not going to do anything for you. I can't. I cannot do that. So that's super important. Anything else?
No, Eric just said, he just said that's true. Like, belief is such a big thing. And he says, you know, our conscious belief, so we could be saying one thing, but he says it's the real, it's the subconscious, it's what's really underneath. And that's what takes all that work, you know, for us to switch our belief, because we could say, oh, I believe this, but he goes, you can't lie to the energy.
No, especially if you're like, I believe this, but I'm not worthy of getting better. You know,
that's right. It's contradictory. It's like it cancels each other out. It's like it cancels it out. So, but no, that's pretty much all he really has to say about it. He's looking forward to continuing to communicate with everybody. He's just saying that he likes to come into people's hearts as well. So for those of you that really feel the energy, Eric will come right in your heart space, and that, so you can practice with that, like with the body as well. So he's really good at doing that. The other thing is too, just from me, Eric is very, I want to say he's easy to communicate with. You know, he's one of our guys that
very,
he really is.
He's got a very particular energy signature. Hyper, playful, boyish.
He does.
Mischievous, It's kind of easy to recognize.
It really is. And, you know, Eric, I always say he comes in, like in the very beginning, he comes in so playful and funny and jokey and pranky. But, boy, can he ever help us work through stuff. and really lay out those lessons. And it's absolutely amazing. He is an amazing teacher, but you know, you trust and you work with him and develop that friendship with him. He is an amazing guide. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've heard so many people say that he's helped me become a medium, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he's worked with me. And so that's another thing is, you know, I think, and you can confirm this, Eric slash Michelle, which is Misherick. Misherick. that you could just ask, Eric, help me communicate with my guide.
Yeah.
Or Eric, help me communicate with my loved ones. And, you know, he loves you, right?
Yes. Eric loves to do that. He is awesome at it. I can't tell you how many times where somebody has had a loved one that passed, like, you know, maybe 2 days before they had a session, and for whatever reason, they were not as strong. And all I do is say to Eric, can you help bring them in? Can you bridge them through? Every time. Like, he is right there. So he's very helpful. So all you got to do is ask.
Yeah. He's amazingly good at that. All right. I guess we'll start taking calls, I guess, if that's okay with
Sounds
you guys.
Good.
But
yeah, we're ready.
I want to ask about Stanislaw Masternak from Poland. He has cancer. I don't think that's getting the best of him. I've been trying to work on him, but now he has intestinal obstruction. What more can we do for Stanislaw Masternak? Are there contracts involved that are irrevocable? I mean, just help me help him, basically.
Well, there is contract in there. He's got there's a really strong energy of fear. But it's like a buildup of fear and worry. What Eric's saying is that he's talking about being able to reduce the mass. So he might not be able to make it go away, but to be able to reduce it or slow it down.
Well, we have not. We've just done the ERPE on him. We haven't done the cancer thing on him, but in that there is debulking tumor, blocking the blood supply to tumors, unraveling and destroying the DNA of the cancer cells, blocking the expression of oncogenes, increasing the tumor suppressor genes. I mean, we've got so many things in that script. It's just huge.
Yeah. Eric says that to have patience with it. Eric also says it would really help if he could talk to a healer.
Yeah.
Especially one that would be able to maybe go through, because it's not only past life regression, but a little bit of healing work in this life.
Could you recommend? CourtneyDillon.com. I don't know if there's a language barrier, but, you know, I just recently did the ERPE on, so, you know, we're still releasing trapped emotions, reuniting soul fragments, blocking all that. Can we wait for that before doing anything else, or is there anything else scalar work that we need to do?
No. Eric says to let that grab hold. He also says that. So it looks like that may do some slowing it down in itself, because this is very driven by, like, it's right in the center of his stomach area. Worry and fear stored right in there. So that's what he says is the energetic connection to it.
Probably some past life thing, like maybe somebody shot in the stomach, or you never know. Something like that. So that's probably
also, there's some abandonment, some loneliness abandonment in there too.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's go on to the next person. I got somebody from the 267 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, good. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica from PA. What's up?
I would love a message. Lots of things have shifted over the last couple of weeks.
Okay, Eric, what you got?
Well, let me just ask you, because Eric is just saying about trusting, and he's saying that shifting, he says what has happened is like you rising out of the ashes.
Yes.
So he's just like, way to go. Because this is, and he's also calling you beautiful. He says you're beautiful.
Upwarding.
That's not
very exciting. But what, because he says keep trusting. So has something happened that has kind of changed your direction or?
Well, so I'm the girl that was living in the motel. I'm still living in the motel. But it just feels like I got this job. I've been bringing in income again on a regular basis. I'm back on my feet. I don't identify as homeless anymore. Like I look at myself differently. Like I feel in my power again.
But that, and that's it. That's why he says like the phoenix coming out of the ashes. So that's exactly. So he says keep trusting, keep going, because this is like one foot in front of the other. So you'll be in a very different place. So next time we talk to you, you'll be in another new place to share with us.
Awesome.
Yeah, because the trusting thing is because I feel so much has shifted yet. Well, so it's like I feel like, okay, well, my time here is done. I know I'm going to find my house in the next couple days or weeks or what. And I know I'm going to get a new job and I'm going to start teaching and talking about my experience that I had at home for 3 months. But yet I'm kind of just I'm in this space of like, well, you have to trust that it actually is going to shift in the physical. I feel a little bit, you know, is it really going to shift? Like, of course it is, but it's like, how soon,
so
you know?
Remember this. Eric says to remind you of this, and this is important to you, is because everything that happens energetically, because everything happens first energetically, right? Because when we are creating, as creators, it's happening in the ethers first as energy. So then it goes from the potential field into the manifestation field and then into our physical reality. So you're watching it go through these processes, right? Yeah. And so you've already seen part of it come together. So when and Eric always says, once you start seeing it work, it becomes easier and easier to trust and believe in it, because it can't not happen. Like,
that's
there's
awesome.
No possible way it can't not happen.
Yeah.
So do you see what I mean? Like, it's just, it has to come. That's universal law. It can't not happen. How
cool.
It stops is when you block it, or you say it's not going to happen. And it's not that it really stops. It reroutes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Because I know all of this, but it's like I don't like that I still have that insecurity, because this is like a, quote, bigger thing for me or more, you know.
It takes time.
Be
gentle
with yourself.
Be
patient and gentle with yourself. Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. All right, let me see. I want to remind everybody, one question per, please. Try not to do follow-up questions because, you know, there's so many people that really need a chance to talk to Eric. So, all right, got somebody from the 501 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about y'all?
Good. Who are we talking to?
This is Donna Fraser from Arkansas.
Okay.
Donna Fraser.
Yeah.
Hi,
yes.
Donna.
This is the cobbler lady.
Hi,
cobbler lady.
But anyhow, I was wondering, do I have any more blockages?
I will tell you this. Eric says, and this must be the night of the Phoenix Rising. Because Eric says, you are in transformation, honey. You're in transformation.
Cool. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're welcome.
We love y'all.
Continue to help Donna, the cobbler lady, please, Eric.
He says he is happy to.
Oh. Okay. Here. We have somebody from the 817 area code. Hey there. What's up?
Hello, this is Dee King. How are you?
What's your name?
Hi. Dee King.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
My...
yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. you did the one of the services was for my small medium ship, and I think it's working really, really good. So I've been doing the tarot cards, and I know Eric is helping me. I just want an advice of what to do next.
Eric, are you helping her? I mean, I think he's probably. Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
He says, of course I am. He says to keep working with tarot cards, because he says you're building building momentum, like building your self-esteem with it. So he says continue to do that. He also says use the imagination, like explore the imagination. So you're meant to be able to help people with grief, to help work with grief. So what he says is that, you know, by working with the cards, it's helping work with your intuition. He says meditation would also be something to be really helpful, but he says just to be able to be still with the energy of your higher self.
Okay.
So he says, imagine Eric sitting with you. If you guys are just sitting still for a minute.
Nice.
He says, imagine sitting in warm light together and then work with your cards. He says, do it as a practice every day, because he says you want to build that momentum. And what the cards are going to do is they're going to keep giving you guidance. And he says three things to pay attention to is, where is my passion pulling me? Where is my preference pulling me? You know, what decisions does that make me, or what follow me or lead me to? Opportunities will come from that. So you have to keep paying attention to what you're being pulled to and let the cards guide you, because Eric is speaking to you with the cards, but he's also using that as a tool. So you won't always need the cards to speak to Eric, but he's using that as a tool right now to kind of bridge your communication. In sitting with him and just sitting in the light is the two of you being able to connect your energy. It's like kind of holding space for each other. So he helps hold space for you, and you're going to notice as you continue to do this, you're going to start getting information before you see the cards.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's going to come in, and then you'll see the cards and go, oh, my God, that's what I was already getting. And so you'll notice God. That will just continue to strengthen, and then you'll move over to something else.
Wow. Okay, so when is she going to be ready to do this as a profession? How many months, weeks, years?
Well, he says, honestly, Mom, he says, that's really going to be up to her, because this is all about her confidence. He goes, she could be ready. She could be ready by, 6 months from now. Like, she could be ready to do this really fairly quickly. He goes, it all depends on the amount of, he says, it's the determination in the soul. And it's in combination with the determination to believe in the confidence. And confidence comes from continuing to practice and trusting.
Good.
So he says everything else is all open and ready to go. So it's just a matter of keep working at it, keep going.
I'm so proud of you, Dee. I'm really proud of you. This takes courage, okay?
It does. It really
and Michelle
does.
And Michelle knows that. It takes freaking courage.
It does.
God. And you're a light worker.
I downloaded the app. The Raider, the Ghost Raider app.
Yeah.
I just downloaded it.
good. You're good. Eric will have a lot of fun with you with that.
That's right. Michelle, what is the app you use? I forgot to ask.
So you can go to your Play Store or I have an Android, so whatever it is for iPhone. It's called Ghost Radar, and there's the Ghost Radar Legacy. It does cost 99 cents to get the Legacy. Now, the Ghost Radar app itself is free, but the thing is when you don't pay the 99 cents, you get ads popping up, and they're a little bit annoying. So it's a one-time fee.
Seriously.
One-time fee of 99 cents. It's worth it. And you just, one of these times I'll do a video demonstrating it and see if Eric can play with it with me to just show people how to use it. But have fun with it, because Eric is very good at using it. And you'll notice that other spirits and other guides will come in and use it too.
So
awesome.
I'm going to use it. Play with me, Eric, please.
Oh, he will. You don't have to ask twice. You don't
yeah.
have to ask
He prompted
twice.
Me to say that tonight, so he's hoping to play with a lot of people.
Oh, boy, he's going to be a busy boy. All right.
Yeah.
586 area code. Hey there, Lambert. How you doing?
God bless you.
How's your heart doing?
Right now, they're going to have me do a electrical. I'm approved for the MRI.
Oh,
so
God.
Boston Scientific is also coming out. I just got to save everything from all those years. If once they
yeah.
turn it off at the MRI, I can't get it back. So they want to download it Friday, all the electrical
okay.
heart information.
Okay.
And then that's going to go on, and they're going to keep a close tab. And one of the things I've always been remiss about, your channelers and mediums, I never thank them, and they bless us with so much
I'm so
love.
So
I want to say that to all of them. And Michelle,
thank you.
You're wonderful. You really are.
Oh, thanks,
and,
Lambert.
She's
I mean
wonderful. Not just talented, but she's an amazing soul, inside and out. I mean,
she's an amazing person. I can
you.
See it. I mean, she's so blessed, and she blesses us.
Thank
and you, at least, are the diamond in God's eyes.
Oh, I
and how much more have you changed the arc, again, like I told you, of so many people
Eric
made it
amazing,
better.
I
was going to go to, and with reverence and love, Eric, I do have just a couple quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
When we were contacting back and forth for almost 4 weeks, God finally asked me a question, which totally threw me off guard. He said, "What do you think I am?" And then I never got an answer. It was, what did he think I was, like a class dunce or something, or how did God
know?
Well,
that's my job.
Eric is so. He says, "What do you think I am?" And that was posing you. So when we started the show, Eric had me talk about the little story that I thought was funny that he said, "You are God in the bod. What do you think I am? I am you.
Yeah.
You are me. You are God. You are whole and part of God." It's what
God
that is,
was,
what he was saying.
And does he have any plans for me? Or just wait till I get up to heaven?
You being here on this earth is you fulfilling the biggest part of your plans.
God bless you, because I've been trying.
You being who you are, yes.
I've been trying.
And Eric says to continue to have courage, to continue to have courage. You inspire and support many people, and he says, and all of the kindness and the care that you send to other people, he says, know that that is equally spread out from you. So you being here, embodying God in the physical, is the biggest part of your mission here.
Yeah, and
Eric
has said many times that sometimes one's mission is just merely existing in this physical
yeah.
plane. Your only existence,
yeah.
your existence brings this energetic vibration that spreads across the globe. So you don't have
I remember
like
that.
A checklist, a to-do list, I need to do this tomorrow, and that you don't have to do that. Is that the case with Lambert?
Yes,
he says,
just to say, God's first contract with humanity is to embody him in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so
okay.
he says that Lambert is a fine example of that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know, I love you so much, Eric. You've been my brother. I mean, we've been father and father, son. Do I have any, when we go back, did I have ever any contact with Mom?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right,
we're gonna
go on to the next caller, but I will ask one thing. Lambert, I'm going to mute you because she's gone.
I'm going to honor that.
What can we do for him from his physical medical standpoint? Is there any way we can help him with his neuropathy, dystonia, so many things?
Eric is saying like balance, like the balance of his energy.
And balance, how do we do that? Yeah.
So has he had the EP? I can't even say it.
Yeah,
you
long
know
time
saying?
Ago. Yeah, long time
okay.
ago.
Eric said it would be beneficial to have that again for him.
Okay, he just needs the ERPE tune-up then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because we've added so much. Awesome. All right, let's go on to the next. It's the 916 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Michelle. Love you guys.
Hi.
We love you, too.
Hi.
Love you.
I'm calling because I had the Atlanta Scalar services done, and I'm just kind of frustrated because I keep doing it and it's not doing anything and I don't know what to do. So.
Yeah, it's infection, because it's the infection eradication, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I also did.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most successful ones. So why? I mean, we had one lady who had hepatitis C. Her doctors told her, here's a prescription for interferon and something else. And she didn't take it. She did the infection eradication instead. She goes back and she's free of the virus. And we've had people that said, I had parasites all in my body and they didn't give me anything. And so I, you know, returned to them and there's no parasites. So I don't understand what's going on with Ashley. What is going on? Does she need the immune optimization? Is it something else? Is it like...
No. Eric says, because energy work that Eric says has already been done, he says, think of it as, because it should show the results, like the work that's been done with Scalar is as much as you can do from that point right now, but he's bringing it to your energy, and there's a couple of things he wants to show you, and one is, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, because Eric is talking about love particularly in your life. And are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's saying the first thing has to do with your deserving. He says, because there's past life, and he's bringing it through as being deserving of love. And he says deserving of love for yourself and denial of love. So I don't know how that quite fits in your life, but he says it's energy. It's the energy of change. And so it's not that the Scalar work, how he shows it to me is it's like when it's about to make a change, it's like a big balloon around you. And sometimes, like when we were talking about before, if we don't feel deserving in some way, and when it comes to anything that's like with the skin or with infection, with any of those types of things, it comes down to something that we deny within ourselves.
Oh, it makes total sense in Ashley's case. The whole thing about love and skin and all, yeah. Wow.
Okay, so
I recommend everybody, when they order something, Scalar deal, watch all the testimonials on the Atlanta Scalar site. Beat up your belief system about how amazing it is. But go ahead. Sorry, Eric. What can we do? I want to help her.
Eric says, you know, it's not, sometimes it's being able to talk through it energetically with somebody that is able to tap into that with you.
Yeah.
And if you contact me, I will get you in to talk to you. That even if we can just talk on the phone for a half an hour, that I can talk to you to a little bit further past today to help move some of that energy. Because I think it's more of a, it's more of a subconscious thing, because that's how all of this works, right? And sometimes why something doesn't show up or why it doesn't show up right away is it's part of our experience, Eric says, to be able to go through that learning process.
So it doesn't mean that it's not going to work, because I can tell you it is all ready to go for you. This is part of your experience.
No, oh, good.
But sometimes it's being able to have somebody just kind of help work through that with you.
Right, and maybe you could do a healing session on her. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, so it's dhealingh-art.com. It's like,
yeah.
So I've always felt like there's no, we don't need to do it again on you. We don't need immune system work.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think, yeah.
No, she's had a lot of, like,
yeah,
all
a lot of people
says she has enough of it. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, there's also a lot of people do it makes it better if they do the boost in self-love skater work, but that might not be necessary. But that's an option if you need it. So, all right.
Okay. So, just to add, he says that he goes, and that is true, Mom, but part of why he's recommending it in the way that he's asking me with talking to you is because it's like the understanding. It's for you to have the understanding because it will be more beneficial for you to have that deeper understanding, because that's what makes that shift. And once that shift happens, that's where you start to release any density and allow the rest of it to come in.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Ashley,
thank you
for calling
so much.
I have I do have high hopes for her.
Yes.
She's just an adorable person. She's special. I really love Ashley. All right, 412 area code. Hi there. How you doing? I think I know who this is. Lori, hi.
Hi. Hi, Elisa.
Hi,
first,
sweetie.
I'd like to thank you for all your help. You've been a great help to me.
Mm.
And
I'm
Lori from... I know, from Presto, and I lost my son, Jacob, a little over 3 months ago to leukemia. And he's so greatly missed by me, by many. And, you know, I've been looking for signs, and I haven't detected any, but your show helped me to try some new things. But most of all, I just want to know if he has a message for me, his mom. So,
Lori, L-O-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Lori, Jacob. You know, I've gotten familiar with Jacob's energy. He's come in a couple times now, and I can feel him coming in here with Eric. And so he says hi to you. He says, I love you.
Yeah.
First thing he says, he's like, my mom is an awesome mom. He's like, do you know how much this mom did for me? He goes, she was there for me for everything. He says, Mom, I am so thankful for you. I am so thankful for you. He talks about your health. So he's a little concerned about your health right now.
Yeah.
He also says, Mom, some ways that will help lighten you up a little bit is he says, and Jacob must have been very helpful to other people or very encouraging to other people, because he says, Mom, he says, if you can spread that love of helping, other people, it's going to help you feel
They
good.
Have.
It's
they have. I mean,
I isolate myself right now. And, you know, and people trying to reach out, it's just hard because I just miss them. And, but,
of course.
You know. So, I haven't been doing great.
I got to tell you, Lisa, he's really... Like, he's adamant because he says that you're meant to help people in this world. You know how you've been on here every week with us, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because just like Eric and Elisa helped the world together, you have a mission with your son.
Wow.
You've got something, because your son didn't just come into this world and exit without making a mark. Because not only has he made a mark in this world, but he is ready to make a mark in this world with your help.
I don't know how to do it, but okay.
He was that person who attracted
people. He's just attracted people. Everyone loved him. Me, I'm
like
introverted and solitary.
Same thing.
I don't know how to do it.
He did.
Yeah. But well, you know, here's the best part though, is he says, "Mom," he goes, "I'm there with you to help you in every step of the way." He goes, "We're right at the very beginning of it right now. We're right at the very beginning."
As Eric said in this whole topic, ask Jacob for information, for signs, you know, to put
yes.
your head. What is the next step? Now, I have been struggling with Lori because I want to help her so much,
yeah.
but I'm really afraid that every time I talk to her, I'm really afraid that I'm going to trigger things. And, you know, Lori says but I don't know what to do.
You've been a help to me because you've opened this world where I've seen where Jacob is and before
yeah.
I didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I just don't want to trigger. I just don't want to trigger.
I know,
you
and I visit him every day where he
yeah.
is
yeah.
now. And I'm just looking, and I don't think I'm there yet because this is new to me. He's the first person.
Yeah.
Jacob says
yeah.
that there's a process that's happening in you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
he says it's a very, very real process that's happening.
Yeah.
And he says,
okay.
and Mom, he says, look, you will look back and you will remember these times because you will see other parents. You will see other people
yeah.
that are in these moments.
Okay.
And he says, and you will never forget it, but you will
yeah.
you will move past, you will
yeah.
hold it
okay.
in a lighter space. He says,
okay.
I promise you that. He just says, Mom,
okay.
breathe in deep. He says, loosen your
okay.
shoulders. And smile and see my face. Close your eyes and see my face.
I miss his
face. He says,
and
every
okay.
time you see that, know that I'm right there. He says, I love you. I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too. All right. Thank you so much to both.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Oh, I know the pain so well. All right. We've got time for a very short question from 732 area code. We've only got a couple of minutes, so... Yeah,
I love you so much. I have to get that in, and thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Eric, can you please tell me, is Robert a blessing because he raises my vibration, or is he something that I have to give up and overcome in this, or is he my future, or is he a twin flame? What is he to me?
Oh, what is your first name again?
Melissa from Tom's River.
Okay, got it.
Well, he goes, I know you're looking for something really specific to say, what should I do with him? But he says, part of what you're learning right now is to be able to see love in yourself and be able to see that connection in him for what it is right now. He says, so giving you that specific of, is this going somewhere or is it going to be something more than that? He goes, what I'm going to tell you is there's a very specific reason why you're connected with him. And
ooh.
Is it worth discovering? Yes, it is. But he says to really pay attention to what you see, how do you say this, Eric? What you see of yourself in him. And that
wow.
would tell me that there's some sort of a twin connection there, yes.
Ooh. Will this take a session with a medium, like a full session, like with you, Michelle? Would that benefit her?
Yeah. I mean, this is something that you could get into a lot deeper, but Eric also said
yeah.
sometimes things are not meant to be fully understood right at the beginning.
Oh. Yeah.
And part of that is the process of understanding. And he says it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Yeah, true.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
it's
guys,
actually very poignant. So
all
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Oh,
you
thank
are.
You, Eric. You're so wonderful.
We're out of time. Thank you so much, guys. Please be sure you subscribe, hit the notification button, and share this with people you care about, which should be everybody. And you guys check out Michelle Gray, awesome healer, awesome psychic medium, or medium, a channeler, everything. She just master of all trades. Anyway, at thehealingh-art.com. And I love you, Eric. I love you, Michelle. And I love you, all you listeners. I really do.
Love you, Mama.
I know that sounds like platitude, but it's not. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We love you all.